I have not found a set of headphones I'm comfortable with in bed. So, I could do that. That wouldn't be a bad way to go. And, yeah, for me it's 11. That's the magic number. So, and, you know, then I get up at 6. And I know I can snooze the alarm. If I really, really want to push it, I can snooze to about twice, to about 6:20. Like I did today. And that puts me out on the road, you know, if nothing goes awry, that puts me out on the road just enough time to get to work with a coffee stop. So that's only 7 hours every night, assuming I, you know, get right to sleep, which I do. My head hits the pillow, I'm asleep. So, but sometimes I stay up a little later, and it's less than seven, and sometimes I hit it before that, not usually before 10, but it took me a long time to get in that kind of a schedule. I was always, you know, midnight, 1 a.m., 2 a.m., get my ass up at 7, you know, that was always my my MO, and chronically late. But now I get up pretty much without an alarm clock, it's now it's 11 is my bewitching hour. But that's only 7 hours. I found that's about what I need. I've done 8, makes no difference. I don't know, long term maybe it makes a difference, but hey, whatever.